Toby, what a blessing to be here tonight. Thank you for those kind words, encouraging words tonight. Appreciate that. And we're grateful to be here. Appreciate Toby and the church here. Always been a help and a blessing to us. And you have gone above and beyond the call and to help and to support. And you've not only said you loved us, you've proved it, you've shown it down through the years, and I appreciate it.
Amen.
And I do trust the Lord has used us in some way down through the years to say something that has been a help and a blessing unto you and an encouragement to you along life's pathway. And I praise the Lord for that. That's just our desire. And the older I get, the more I preach. I do not desire a name. I do not desire to be in any publication. I do not desire to be in any sign or billboard. I'm not interested in being in the biggest camp meeting or the biggest meeting, whatever. I just want to be used to the Lord. That's all.
Amen.
I'm interested in.
Amen.
To please Him and be a help to the people of God. That's all I'm interested in. I mean that in my heart. The Lord knows that.
Amen.
So that's my desire. Amen.
Amen.
Matter of fact, you know, doesn't even matter if folks remember my name if they just know that the Lord spoke through me and the Lord said something to them. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, a man from the town there where I live in years ago said a preacher came by and, you know, those days, some of you not old enough to remember, but there was a day years ago in a lot of the towns in North Alabama, and I'm sure here in Georgia too, where preachers would preach, some on the courthouse square or on the streets, and just a common thing. Matter of fact, first church I pastored had an old deacon that got saved there in Gunnersville, Alabama. A fellow preached every Saturday morning there. And he's down there on the sidewalk one day. The Lord got a hold of him, and he got saved.
Amen.
By the grace of God. But here's another man here in the town that I live in, and a fella came through and preached. I don't know what day it was, but he came through and preached. The little crowd gathered there, and this man got in trouble. The Lord dealt with him, and he got saved by the grace of God, and he never knew who the man was. Never found out his name.
Amen.
But what was important was you met the Lord.
Amen.
That is what's important tonight.
Amen. Amen.
And I praise the Lord for that. All right, look with us in the book of Genesis tonight. We were in this book last night, but we're going further over in the book of Genesis tonight. I want to look at chapter 25. Genesis chapter 25, and I want to look at verse number 29 and then read the remaining part of the chapter, which just down through the verse 34. Genesis chapter 25, verse number 29, familiar text, but we'll leave it with you tonight. If you want to stand while we read the scriptures in honor of the reading of the Word of God, you're welcome to do so. We do invite you to do that. Then we'll pray after that we read these verses, and I do ask you humbly and sincerely to pray for us tonight that the Lord would help us. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. All right. Genesis chapter 25. We're looking at verse number 29 and then reading the remaining part of the chapter. And Jacob sawed pottage. And Esau came from the field and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Father, we love you because you first loved us. We're grateful and thankful for what you've done for us this day. and this week. And Lord, I thank you for the blessings of life. Thank you for the material and the temporal blessings you have bestowed upon us. You said, having food and raiment, there we'll to be content. You blessed us beyond food and raiment. And yet I find myself not being content. But, oh Lord, I want to thank you tonight for what blessings you have bestowed upon us. I thank you most of all for your mercy and grace. I thank you for your love and for your salvation. I thank you, dear Lord, for drawing me, Lord, to you. I thank you for revealing yourself. And I thank you, Lord, for convicting me. And then, Lord, when I repented, I thank you for saving me by your grace. I appreciate, Lord, your keeping power. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege to preach tonight. I thank you for the open door. I pray now you'd help me. For without you, I can do nothing. But I pray tonight I can be a vessel, Lord, in your hands tonight, that you would feel for your glory and your honor, and that the word of God would go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray that sinners would be awakened and convicted and converted. I pray that the saints would be revived and refreshed. I pray above everything your name would be glorified and magnified among us. I'll thank and praise you for what you do. I ask everything I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank
amen.
You for standing.
Amen.
While we read the scripture and then prayed together. In verse 32 of this text that I read tonight, the Bible said, Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. I want to preach tonight on that little phrase, at the point. At the point. Three times in our King James Bible, that little three-letter phrase is used, at the point. All three times, when it's used, it speaks of death. Are at the point to die, Esau said, are at the point of death. You and I both know, I think, when we talk about at the point, when we have got to the point or at the point, we are on the verge, or we are at the edge, we are at the precipice, my friend. We are near. And so that is what Esau is saying tonight, that he is at the point to die.
Amen.
Matter of fact, the other two times that this mentioned in the New Testament, at the point of death, my friend, all three characters, all three individuals were at the point, or I said they were at the point of death. Of course, none of the individuals died. Not one of them. But they were at that point. Amen? Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
And so, my friend Esau says he's at the point to die. But I want to differ tonight and preach and say this tonight. My friend, he said he was at the point of death. But I believe tonight he was at the point of folly. I believe he was at the point of failure tonight.
Amen.
And I wonder tonight, are you at the point? Amen.
Amen.
All of us come to crossroads in our life. All of us come to places and situations in our life and times in our life. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
We come to that precipice in our life.
Yep.
Have I freedom? That will determine, have I been much, have I been about the rest of my life, if not all of it tonight. Anybody hear me tonight?
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
And for Esau, this is that place and time in his life.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we know that Esau and Jacob are our twin brothers. We know they are the sons of Isaac and Rebekah.
We know that although they are twins, that they are desperately, are definitely different tonight.
Amen.
I mean, they're not alike at all.
Amen.
And I know tonight there's much preaching there. That my friend, in typology, I believe Esau is the type of the flesh, of the fleshly man, the carnal man, the natural man. Jacob is the type of the spiritual man.
Yes,
thank God, they're different. They're different in their appearance. They're different, my friend, in their skin. Amen. Thank God. Esau's hairy. Jacob is a smooth man. Are you hearing me tonight? Esau is a hunter. Jacob is a plain man dwelling in tents tonight.
Amen.
Oh, beyond all of that tonight, I just want to try to focus in on this fact tonight about Esau. And as he said, I'm at the point. I'm at the point to die, but he's at the point of failure and folly in his life. He is going to make, my friend, a foolish decision in his life that will change forever. Amen. Who he is. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Oh, God help us. How can I say to you that Jacob, according to the Lord, my friend, is the child of promise? But Esau, by providence, is the firstborn.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, God. And so, my friend, here are these two boys. The Bible tells us, my friend, that Jacob is sodding potty. That, my friend, he's put on some lentils and he's cooking it. And the Bible said that Esau, my friend, comes from the field.
Amen.
He's been in the field.
Amen.
He's been hunting. He's been out looking for that wild meat that his flesh desires, that his father loves. And he's been out there and gone hunting in the field.
Amen.
Can I say this tonight? And I hope to make up a comparison at the point tonight of the sinner as well as the saint tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, God, I think in trying to do it separately, I go through one, come back and go through another. I'll try to go at the same time if the Lord would help me tonight. Amen.
Yes.
So he's in the field. Now Matthew 13:38 tells us that the field is the world.
Amen.
And so here's this man that's been hunting in the world. Thank God for that that would satisfy him, but he has not found it.
Amen.
Can I say, sinner, if you're in our congregation tonight, you'll not find, thank God, what your soul is desiring.
Amen.
And hungry.
Amen.
And longing for in the world.
Amen.
There's a lot to offer an individual in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is all of the world tonight.
Amen.
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 Can I say to you tonight, and you can run up to the excess of everything that's in the world, but oh, hear me tonight. Hey, God, only the Lord Jesus can satisfy the thing in the world.
Amen.
Yep. So he searches in the world, but he comes back empty. Hey, God, he's a cunning hunter. Hey, God, it's unusual for him to go in the field and not come back with something. Are you hearing me tonight? I'll say to you, friend, there'll come a day in your life as a sinner, hey, God, with that that you've always sought after and seemed to be supplied and that took care of you. And one day you'll come back empty-handed, empty-hearted.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Empty in your soul, empty in your spirit.
Oh, my.
And wonder why it is that you cannot find the satisfaction that you used to confide.
Amen. Amen.
That is a blessed day, too.
Yes, amen.
You don't think so, but it is.
But it is. Amen.
It is. Can I say for the saint, Every time we search in the world, every time, thank God, we as our friend Hunt, I am the world and look to the world and I satisfy, thank God, our desire, thank God, our appetite, it never does and
never will.
Amen.
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 Are you listening tonight? So, can I say, first of all, Esau comes from the field. Secondly, the Bible tells us in reading this text tonight that he came from the field and he was faint.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's not just empty. He's not just unfulfilled and unsatisfied. He's not just empty-handed with nothing to eat, with none of that venison or wild meat that he so cares so much about. He's not only being let down because he's not been able, thank God, to seek out the praise and come back with it. In other words, he doesn't have a feeling of accomplishment. I call it, he comes back from the field on this day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he's not only that, but the Bible said he is faint.
Yeah.
He's weak. He's weary. Amen. The word can even mean thirsty and languid. Amen.
Amen.
Here he is. Amen. He is faint.
Yes.
Oh my. Oh, hear me tonight. And can I say, hey God, that's what chasing in the world or hunting in the world or searching in the world. I will leave every individual outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey God, when we search in the world, it will leave you faint.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Can I say to the saint tonight, to the believer, tonight, can I say that it's at those times when we are faint that we are vulnerable.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
And where does faintness start? Not in the stomach. Thank God. Oh, my. I believe faintness, first of all, starts in the mind.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3. Thank God, the Hebrew writer, thank God, writing to those Hebrew believers, thank God, I says to them, thank God, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind.
Amen.
The battleground is the mind.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not the heart. It's the mind. Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Thank God. Oh, my. Oh, bless his name tonight. Thank God. It is the mind where we are to let the mind of Christ be in us tonight.
Amen.
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 It is the mind that we are to bring every thought, I got into captivity, I got to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It is from the mind that we're to cast down imaginations and every thought that imposes,
yes,
and exalts of itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. It's with the mind that we're to think on those things that are pure and lovely. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
God help us.
Amen. Yes,
can I remind you tonight, God saved your soul, but there is a battle that ensues, a conflict, a God that ensues in your mind. Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Are you listening?
Hallelujah.
Hey God, and it's up to you, hey God, out of control, or my friend, think on and not think on, hey God, what you shut and what you shouldn't.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, how do I do that? I couldn't do it before I got saved. But now you're saved. Amen.
Amen.
And God, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now we have the mind of Christ.
And the more we focus and feed upon Him, I got the more a power and ability we have. I got to bring this mind that my friend goes contrary to the will and the word and the works of God, and to bring it in captivity and say, you're thinking wrong. You're bringing to my imagination a wrong thing. This is not what God said. This is not how the Christian ought to live.
Amen. Or how you ought to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it's right.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Or is anybody listening to me? And just because you have a wrong thought does not mean you never have been saved.
Amen.
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 Or, amen, that you, amen, are out of the will of God, or not right with God, or have no faith.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Is anybody listening?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, God help us.
Yes, sir.
You are still in the body of flesh.
Amen.
That is corrupt, that is cursed.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Brother Mitchell, you say it like this: God rules the body dead because of sin. We are to reckon it to be dead.
Amen.
Amen. Because now I come to be given life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the righteousness of Christ imputed to our account. Amen.
Amen.
He rules it dead. We reckon it to be dead. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Though it still tries to rise up, although it still wants to. Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
we mortify our members, and we yield ourselves unto righteousness and to the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
And we keep, I God, pushing away and saying no, I God, my friend, and rebuking of that carnal mind, of that fleshly mind. Oh, are you hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
And it's a constant battle.
Yes, it is.
Some days it's worse than others. Sometimes it's worse than others. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And since your mind is the battleground of the battlefield, I God, am I praying for the work of God, for the work of the Spirit of God, as well, I God, as for the spirit of the flesh, I God, on a work or for the spirit of Satan to come, I God, and oppress you, I God, you a different time, I God, have that battle going on.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I dare you, you can be in a good church service or hearing a good message or a good song somewhere and be caught up in the Spirit of God. I got in your mind on heavenly things, and you think, my Lord, if it gets any better, if what I'm feeling and thinking and what I'm experiencing gets any better, I'm fixing to step out of here and step over into glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh. And before the song can get through, or the sermon can get through, or before you get out of service, here comes some arrow of Satan to your mind. Here comes the spirit of the flesh, and you done thought something that is completely contrary out of what you've been thinking and hearing and feeling, and you think, where in the world did that come from? Amen. Doesn't make you any less saved.
Right.
Doesn't make you any less a child of God.
Yeah.
That just simply means, I thought it is part of the battle and the conflict that we have as the believers. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Woo! And we're to present that body that God's given back to us. We gave Him. Hey, God, we died with Christ. He reckoned it. That's our rule is dead. How we reckon it to be dead. Hey, God, gave us back our body and said, now give it back to me. Present it as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed higher.
by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Can't get saved over every day, but you can be renewed in your mind day after day, and God, and multiple times during the day.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name.
Amen. Amen.
And so where we faint is in our minds.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. But when you faint in your mind, then you'll faint in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When you give up the battle in your mind, when you say there's no need, I got to try how to push away these thoughts. There's no need. I got to try anymore. Then you become faint. And when you become faint, you become weary. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Then you're willing, ready to give up. You're willing. I got them. Well, to say whatever. I got it. Doesn't matter. It don't matter anyhow. I'm not doing any good. I got. I'm not having any victory. I'm not having any success. I got. Oh my! I might as well indulge in the world. I might as well follow sin. I might as well throw in the towel.
Amen. Amen.
Is anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Faint. Amen. What was he warning them not to be wearied and faint in their minds over? He said, consider the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Amen.
When you are contradicted, amen, oh, by sinners, when they take their frustration, when they take their God-hating, Bible-hating, amen. Oh, when they take their miserable life because you've got a joy-filled life and they don't like it because it shows them up, when they take their miserable life and project on you, I God, and contradict you, I God, and try to assassinate or come against your person, don't be weary and faint in your mind. They did Christ the same way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You think it is a personal attack, and they make it personal. It is enduring contradiction against yourself. Hey God. But it's not because of who you are, it's who you represent. It's because you're an ambassador for Christ. It's because you're a citizen of another country. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Like the boys, thank God that I had physical education with. After I got saved, Lord called me to preach, and thank God one day I was in the locker room getting ready to go out for the air of physical education changing into our gym clothes. And my old boys, I thinned out step one, and he said, please, I need to talk to you. What's come over you? What's happened to you? I God, you're not like you was. You're different now, amen. I God, you see, that's what happened, and they will try them their best. I'm to come against your person. But remember, hallelujah, that it's more than them. I just try. I'm my friend to belittle you. I got to discourage you. It comes from a greater source. It comes farther back than that and deeper than that. Hallelujah. Yeah. So don't get weary. Don't become faint in your mouth. I got to consider that they did Christ the same way.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Oh, if you was a Christian, I tell you, if you're a Christian, the woods are full of them. If you're saved, why everybody's saved.
Yeah, that preacher.
Well, what'd they say to Jesus? If you're really the Son of God.
Sure.
And he was.
He was.
Hallelujah. And he asked them one time when they took up stones, he said, "What good work are you stoning me for?" Because that's all he had ever done. What about doing good? He never had done nothing wrong. He never had offended the Father in his 33 plus years that he lived on earth. He never had offended Moses' law. Are y'all hearing me? And he's done nothing but have compassion upon the people. I bet he was around. Are y'all listening to me? Thank God, yet. And my friend, they despised him. Thank God, and Isaiah said, "We esteem him smitten and stricken of God." Are y'all hearing me? Oh my. But yet he was God. He wasn't just a representative. He was God. He said it.
Amen.
Yes,
heaven.
You're preaching one.
Well, let's pick up a little steam, a little speed to get through. No, I'm not able anymore. I'm too old and too heavy. Amen.
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 Bless him, Lord.
So, if you're not careful, you'll faint because of the contradiction of sinners against yourself. And some of that contradiction of sinners ain't out yonder to them fellas that's, thank God, partying and drinking booze and, thank God, smoking dope and, thank God, and all that other stuff and cussing and swearing. Sometimes that contradiction of sinners against yourself is those inside the church building that say they're saved, that are church members in hell.
Hallelujah.
Why do they do that? Because you show them up.
Right.
Hallelujah. The light shines on them. Ain't gone from you. Ain't gone. And since they can't get at God, they do their best to get at you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Bless his name.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Secondly, can I say to you tonight, if we are not careful, we'll faint. Not only when those contradict us, but we will faint. Thank God. Verse 5, thank God when we are chastened of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Here's what he said in verse number 5 of Hebrews 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. When the Lord lays the chastening rod to you, when the Lord rebukes you, when the Lord deals heavily with you, don't faint.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Be thankful for it. Don't despise it. Rejoice. Makes you know he loves you, for he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And what is he doing it for? Because he's mad at us? Who is God anyhow? Is he a cosmic killjoy that sits on the throne of the universe? Thank God. Am I a friend with a big stick in his hand? Or a rod in his hand and just waiting for folks to step out of line where he can give them a whack? Oh my. Oh no. No, that's not him tonight. And when he does rebuke us, or when we're chastised of him, it's not to appease any anger. It's not to, thank God, to relieve any wrath upon us, thank God. But he does it, thank God, because he loves us. He does it, thank God, so we can be partakers of his holiness. Oh, he never does anything, thank God, to us. He always does it for us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. And so don't faint when they are chastened of him or rebuked of him. Sometimes we will.
Amen.
We take it wrong what he's doing. Nobody else is getting that. Well, thank God. In time, he'll deal with them. And if he never does, you might wonder if they even belong to him or not.
Amen.
So, thank God.
Amen.
I say, Mama, everybody else getting away with it. Yeah, but everybody else ain't my youngins, you say.
Amen.
Anybody familiar with any of that?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless His name. Can I say this tonight? Thank God. The old preacher from further north than Georgia here, from the mountains, thank God, Brother Hughes used to say, thank God. And he said, I found out when Daddy whipped me. I said, if I got up younger, thank God, longer than an arm's length, if I got on out younger where I was even a belt length from him, he said he could really lay it to me. And he said, I learned, thank God, when he started whipping me, I'd just get closer to him. And the closer I got to him, thank God, the less leather, thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, the less it hurt, the less, thank God, he could come back and hit me with. And he said, I've learned it with the Lord also. Thank God. He said, when he starts out, I did it with me. I don't say, I don't deserve it. Why me, Lord? Thank God. He said, I start saying, you're right, Lord. I deserve every bit of it. Lord, on me, Lord. Give me a double portion of it. Lay it to me, Lord. I love you.
Thanks,
make a difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh my. Oh my. Now also, thank God, if we're not careful, we become faint in our work for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
You feel like you're just going in circles?
Yes, sir.
You ever feel like everything you're doing, or, thank God, or have done, thank God, has profited nothing or is profiting
Amen.
Nothing?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We are results oriented.
God help us.
We are. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's the way we're brought up in school. It's the way we're brought up in our job. I'm standing part of that has to be so.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a different thing when you get over in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the way, thank God, we shouted and rejoiced about a lot of results. And when we get to the judgment seat, we're going to find out what we're praying to it.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I don't mean to grease you, squeak, or cause you not to shout. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, it is the honest truth.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find out there was things that we never bragged on, that we never paid much attention to. Thank God, we never thought much about. Thank God, we just assumed, well, thank God. And we get to the judgment seat and realize, oh, what a great work. Oh, thank God. What a great thing that the Lord done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes,
woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
Esau was faint, and it's when you're faint, and there are different reasons you can be faint. And when you're faint, thank God, then you're at the point of folly. Are you at the point of foolishness? Are you at the point of failure?
Amen.
When you become faint, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So, Esau has come from the field. Esau is faint. And Esau says in verse number 30, if we get back to our text, he says to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage. Mm-hmm. Amen. Feed me with what you're having. Feed me what I have eaten from your hand before. Feed me with that same red pottage. I guess you can look at it two different ways. Feed me, just simply he's saying, give it to me. Or is he so faint that he's saying, I need you to feed me? Literally put it in my mind. I'm so faint, thank God, that I can't lift up. Thank God, the spoon, I can't lift up the utensil. How to bring it to my mouth. So feed me.
Yeah.
Is anybody hearing me tonight?
Amen.
It's a dangerous place to get when you're faint.
Yeah.
Amen. For then you tell the flesh, the world, and the devil, feed me. Feed me. Feed me. And they will, buddy. But what they will feed you with will bring great trouble.
Amen.
Your life.
Amen. Amen.
Is anybody listening to me?
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Maybe that's why, preacher, he says to the under shepherd, and he said to Peter, feed my lambs and feed my flock.
Amen.
Because if you don't feed them with that they need in the spiritual sense, amen, they will become faint.
Amen.
And the enemy will feed them the wrong thing.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. What do you feed them? You feed them this book.
Yes, sir.
You feed them the Word of God.
Amen.
You feed them spiritual food.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You feed them the Word rightly divided.
Amen.
Amen.
You are a doctrinal preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't feed them the right kind, the enemy will feed them the wrong kind.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, we go to church over there and they don't teach no doctrine over there. Hey, God, well then go somewhere else. Hey, God, and let them teach the doctrine of Christ out of the gateway. Hey, are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
That first and foremost, and then there's much that comes after that. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And that's always the sheep will go past. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Oh,
you hear me tonight? Don't feed them graveyard tales. You don't feed them, hey God, am I feeding the foolishness that's going on? Hey God, in much of Christendom, are y'all hearing me? Health and wealth, amen. High in the sky, are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God. Oh my.
Preach your life.
Amen.
Preach on, brother.
It's time for me to quit. I ain't even started. No way.
Preach on.
Preach
on. Amen.
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 Feed me, for I am faith.
Amen.
At 22nd Jacob, feed me with the stuff of that same red pottage. That's why it's called Edomar. Red, he already, red and hairy. Thank God, but he wanted that same red pottage. Amen. It's like he kept asking me, son, feed me with that, sir. Feed me, feed me, feed me. Thank God, give me some of that. Oh, I'm at the point to die.
Amen.
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 Wasn't at the point of to die. He was at the point that his flesh, hey God, I was ruling his life. He was at the point that he was given over out of his appetite instead of what was right. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Every one of us have a flesh that has an appetite. Amen. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Oh my. And you better be careful when you're spirit and your mind is weak and you're weary. Hey God, for that fleshly appetite, I will rise up to a point, hey God, that it demands, hey God, how to be fed, it demands, hey God, irregardless of the call, just satisfy me, just pacify me, and just give me a little something.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, there is Esau in the field. There is his faintness. And there is him asking to be fed.
Amen.
And in verse 31, there is his forfeiting of his birthright. Jacob said, tell you what, I'll feed you this same red pottage if you'll sell me this day thy birthright. If you'll forfeit your birthright.
Amen.
Amen. If you'll give to me what belongs to you, being the firstborn.
Amen.
That's what he said to him.
Right.
Forfeit it. Sell it to me. Let me have it for this same red pottage.
Amen.
I'll give you this red pottage if you'll give to me your birthright.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's when Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do me? I know I have a birthright. I know I'm the firstborn. I know I have all of those things that go with being the firstborn. But since I'm at the point to die, what good is that birthright? I need that red polish. I need that toucher. Got better cushion. I need that more than what I need.
Amen.
That birthright. The birthright's not feeding me. The birthright's not satisfying me. The birthright is not calming the appetite that I have." Is anybody listening?
Yes, Lord have mercy.
We're never to live. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. We live by now faith, not for right now.
Amen. That's exactly right. Amen.
We have a now faith. Amen. Oh my. And we keep looking above, and we keep looking beyond, and we keep looking forward. Is anybody hear me?
Amen.
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 And so here is Esau willing to forfeit his birthright. The firstborn, mainly we talk about it, gets a double portion. That is, however many children they are, it's all divided. Amen. The inheritance of the father is divided among those children, but that firstborn, after everybody has a, thank God, has a portion, the firstborn gets twice as much as anybody else. Because he's the firstborn.
Amen.
Amen. He's doing that because, thank God, he is, thank God, as the father passed off the scene, he is now responsible for the family. Amen. So it looks like he needs a double portion, thank God, to help him take care of the family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By the way, God don't give us a double portion spiritually so we can show everybody we got a double portion.
Heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Heaven.
I'm on just preaching.
Heaven.
I gotta quit. I know you're gonna to say a word to me. Hey God, when you get ready now, when it's time over, you just
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Amen. Can I say to you tonight, amen? Thank God, some folks, thank God, some folk in the church, and some preachers, thank God, some people desire a double portion, but the only reason they desire a double portion is so they can say, "Look at me.
Amen.
I'm spirit filled." Hallelujah. "I speak with tongues. I can lay my hair and heal folk. I can discern." Anybody hear me tonight? "I can shout." Hey, are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. A double portion, whatever God gives you, it's never, thank God, solely for you. It is for the use of the ministry. It is to help others. Elisha wasn't given a double portion of the Spirit of Elisha, but to help the nation of Israel, how to complete the word, how to keep turning the heart of the children of Israel back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
By the way, the man or the woman that has a double portion or is spirit filled will be the last one to realize it. Everybody else will see it in them before they realize it's in them themselves.
I believe it, brother.
Amen.
Got a little quiet.
Amen.
Is anybody still here?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's his name.
Heaven.
Hallelujah. He forfeited his soul, his birthright. Hebrews said it was for one morsel of meat.
Yeah.
The same red pottage. He had the double portion. He became the goel of the family. Amen. Which meant he could or should take vengeance on any enemy or anybody that hurt the member of the family. He had the right to do it. Anybody listening to me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not only could he take our exact revenge on any person that harmed a member of the family, but as the Goel, he could redeem.
Amen.
Any part of the family.
That's right.
That fell into poverty. Amen.
Amen.
And more importantly than all the rest of them, amen, as Esau had this birthright that was given to Abraham and Isaac, amen. Oh my, can I say to you, thank God, he, my friend, would have been in line, thank God, for the Son of God to come through
him. Amen.
And of everything that we could have spiritually, everything that God could give to us, of every spiritual gift that we have, thank God for our lives, and to bring forth Christ, for our lives, and to show forth Christ, and for our lives, thank God to birth Christ, that others could see it. That's the most important.
Amen.
That's the most glorious.
Amen.
That's the most rewarding.
Amen.
That's the most needed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So he forfeits his birthright. Can I say he traded eternal rewards, eternal things for temporal?
Amen.
He traded spiritual things for physical. Amen. And he traded the promise that he had for some pottage. Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Swear to me this day, Jacob said, and he sware to him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. That's verse 33.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said in verse 34, Jacob gave Esau the bread and pottage of lentils. He did eat and drink, and he rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Amen.
He had put little value on it. Amen. It seemed to him as nothing. He filled his belly with the bread and the red pottage, the lentils. Thank God, wiped his mouth and walked off and never gave it another thought.
Amen.
Despise his birthright.
Amen.
But can I say to you tonight, and I will be through. I didn't mean to scare you thinking I was going to preach all night or hour and a half.
Come on.
Here you go.
Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Right on.
Preaching.
But can I say to you, when he said, I'm at the point to die, he was not nowhere near dying. It was just his flesh crying out for something. Amen. At that very moment, something right now. And he pacified and satisfied that fleshly appetite. And God, with that was now, and traded off what that was eternal, and that was our turn.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Are you at that point tonight? Amen. He is at the point, and can I say to you, this decision, this failure, this folly, this move that he makes is final. I mean, he wiped his mouth and walked off that day and never thought nothing about it until chapter 27, when he's coming in for Isaac to bless him before Isaac dies.
Right.
And then, as Jacob has already gotten his blessing when he comes in, and his father relates that to him, that he's done blessed Jacob and there's nothing left for him. He then realizes, thank God, what he did back under as he came out of the field and was faint. When he forfeited, thank God, when he despised, thank God, when he wanted, my friend, some red potted and a little meat, thank God, and now he traded all of that for this blessing of the firstborn that Isaac was going to put on him.
Oh my.
It was final. Verse 34, Genesis chapter 27.
He cried with a bitter cry and said, bless me, even me also. Oh, my Father, I know you've done blessed Jacob, but bless me also. And Isaac said, I've done blessed him, and I cannot bless you. I've blessed him, and he will be blessed, but there is no blessing for you.
Amen.
He cried again in verse 38.
Amen.
He said, hast thou but one blessing? My Father, bless me, even me also. Oh, my Father. And he lifted up his voice and wept. Don't trade the temple for the eternal tonight.
Amen.
Don't trade, my friend. Thank God. Oh, what God has promised that you could have tonight. For just a mere, a mess of pottage tonight.
Amen.
Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord looking diligent, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Amen.
For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Yes, sir.
He was at the point. Amen. And when Jacob said, if you'll give me your birthright, or sell me your birthright, and I'll give you this red pottage, he said, I'm so faint. I'm at the point to die. What good is my birthright?
God, yeah.
When you get weary, dear friend, when you get faint, dear friend, if you're not careful, you will trade for that will not prosper.
Amen.
Amen. Are you a sinner here tonight? And understand tonight, amen, that you have an opportunity to be saved by the grace of God. Oh, I wouldn't despise that tonight.
Amen.
I wouldn't do despise to the Spirit of grace. I wouldn't reject the voice of God or the wooing of the Spirit of God tonight. I wouldn't look to this world, thank God, and sell out an eternal home. And I thank God the privilege and the opportunity to be forgiven of my sin, thank God, and to go to glory tonight. Oh, thank God for the satisfaction and the pleasure of sin. That's only for a season tonight.
Amen.
Oh, dear believer tonight, dear saint of God, that on this journey of life, you become faint. Oh, hear me tonight. I do not, my friend, sell the birthright. Do not, my friend, neglect what God has given you. Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. Some awful tears at the judgment.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I could have had that. Could have had,
yes, sir,
so much more. Could have had that blessing.
Oh, that's right.
No. Had I not just wanted so much that red pottage. No. Had I not in my weariness and faintness.
Amen.
Listened to the voice of the enemy.
And
sold out to cheap. Are you at the point tonight? Then would you come to him and say, Lord, help me this night.
Amen.
At this point in my life.
Amen.
And every other point in my life, always to choose the eternal, always to look above and never below. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand tonight. If you need to pray, the altar is open to you. If you're unsaved, you need to be saved. If you're saved and just need to pray tonight, would you come to the Lord? Would you obey the Lord tonight? Would you respond to the voice of God? And would you allow the Holy Spirit as it moves and draws you to come tonight? Is it where with your soul? Is your heart right with God? If not, would you come tonight? As the brother and sister play and sing tonight, you're welcome around this altar. I encourage you to come.
My life. In pastures so green, he makes me whole.